Small Biz America.
This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Our guest on this segment is an energy expert. Matthew Shields is the president of EMC Square. This is an energy management consulting company offering comprehensive energy evaluations, energy skill training, business energy training, and both on-site and off-site training as well. His 12 years of business experience includes evaluating and engineering electrical systems for companies such as Goodyear, Owens Corning, and hundreds of other smaller entities and small businesses as well. Joining us on the line from Cleveland, Ohio, and for a closer look at the business of energy is Matthew Shields. Matt, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me today, Dave. It's great to be here.
After about 12 years or so on the contracting side of the energy business, you've transitioned to becoming an energy expert, really focusing on the matter of consumption. How did this transition come about for you from an entrepreneurial perspective?
Well, actually, that's actually kind of a funny story. We were doing a number of different projects for some larger buildings, and you know, the market started to actually turn in our area of the country a few years ago, where everything started to slow down, and everybody started looking for different opportunities to be able to, you know, cut their expenses as much as possible. So one of the larger expenses were the utility bills. So I actually took it upon myself to fly around the country and attend AEE meetings, which is the Association of Energy Engineers, which basically learned the field of energy management and determined what could be done in each one of these buildings to be able to cut their cost and energy expenditures. You know, each building is different, but you know, basically we are looking at saving anywhere from, you know, a few thousand dollars upwards of $100,000 plus in each one of these buildings. So, you know, the opportunities are tremendous, depending how these people do use their energy, you know, on any given day.
Matt, when you look at buildings and the way businesses use energy, what's the myth to bust? I mean, what do we not understand about energy waste within our own business environments?
That depends on each different type of business. One of our main focuses is on the lighting systems of each one of these different buildings.
Yes.
A lot of these factories, warehouse type situations, you know, they'll have lighting, say, 100,000 square foot area, and no one's in any of those areas. So one of the best ways that we have found to be able to cut that cost for them is to be able to install motion sensors on, you know, each specific light. So if someone's in that area working or, you know, putting things away, what have you, you know, that light's going to be on for them. But, you know, as soon as they leave that area, that light will turn off and obviously is not going to draw anything.
That,
one of the other big problems that we run into a lot that people don't realize is that when a lot of these types of lights, when the bulb dies, the fixture is still drawing power. So a lot of these factories or these warehouses might not keep up with their maintenance schedule, and, you know, these bulbs might not be burning, but the ballast for that fixture is still drawing power. So that fixture is still costing money, and it's not producing anything at all. So we run into, I know that might sound kind of strange, but we run into that all the time where people just figure that the light's not on, so it must not be costing me any money. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not the case.
Matt, I've heard somewhere recently that in our homes and even in our businesses, certain appliances, if they're still plugged in but they're not actually on, that they're still drawing power. Is that true?
That is absolutely true, yeah. A lot of the newer TVs, your phone chargers, all those types of little transformers, again, that's basically the same thing as what the ballast is. Each one of those are still drawing power as well. So it's not, you know, again, just because something isn't plugged in or the appliance isn't actually on doesn't mean that the system is not drawing power at all. So, again, you know, any type of little phone charger or, you know, basically anything with a plug on it that's a bigger square, those are basically transformers. So that transformer is constantly drawing power as long as, you know, as long as that thing is plugged in.
So as long as it's hardwired to some circuit.
Okay. Right, okay. Exactly. If you wanted to save and conserve power, you know, going around and you know, unplugging all of those types of fixtures and that, certainly will decrease your power usage. And actually, we did a study. I'm not sure if you've seen those little LCD picture frame things, the newer digital picture frames that they have out.
Yeah.
Those things actually draw quite a bit of power. And we calculated out how much each one of those that were sold last year, if everybody has those plugged in, basically the usage just from those little LCD picture frame things actually equates out to be two complete power generation or electrical power companies. Basically, you could eliminate two power companies if everyone unplugged those picture frame things.
that is quite astounding.
So, yeah, so I mean, again, you know, just little things like that add up to be, you know, big savings.
Yeah.
So many people don't realize how, you know, little things will add up to a bigger part of the picture.
What about the air conditioning systems in commercial buildings? What's happening there in terms of innovation? Are there any new technologies that can help us out on that end of things?
Not too much as far as any type of easy retrofit. Basically, if you're looking at saving money as far as the air conditioning system in established buildings, those types of systems will need to be retrofitted out. I mean, there's some things that can be done that will help save some of the energy, different controls and that can be added. But again, those savings are going to be relatively minuscule in the whole scheme of things. If you're doing a whole energy evaluation, the smaller things, again, will add up. But, you know, if someone was to just say that we want to focus in on air conditioning, you know, the savings potential isn't as terribly great there.
We're visiting with Matthew Shields. He's the president of EMC Square. This is an energy management consulting company. That website, www.theemc2group.com. And also on Twitter at @CoachMatthew. Your business model includes coaching and evaluating and going in and helping companies with their own energy consumption and ultimately to help save them money. How does that work? Tell us a little bit about your model at EMC Squared.
Basically, again, you know, we kind of focus in on the entire business operation of a company, not only their actual energy usage and energy expenditure, but also helping them go in and actually evaluating their business process as well, you know, just determining how they do things and helping them that make their process more efficient. A big part of that also is incorporating an internet program or an internet presence for a lot of their business processes as well. Typically speaking, most of the companies that I deal with are, you know, your traditional brick and mortar companies that don't really go online. They don't use the internet to its full advantage, so
sure.
we help them incorporate those programs and systems into their company as well.
Okay, and so the internet does play in terms of the information piece of all of this. Is that where the internet comes in?
Yeah, again, that depends on the type of company. You know, we will help them set up part of their business process to be able to eliminate a lot of the phone calls back and forth that might be happening to order the different parts or pieces and that. You know, we'll actually help them, you know, develop an internet program to better utilize their time in the company rather than, you know, having somebody calling back and forth or fulfilling these orders by hand.
I see.
You know, we'll just automate a lot of that process.
So it's a question of really ordering efficiency.
Right.
I know you've got a new product launch coming out. Tell us a little bit about the Juju List.
The Juju List actually has been a compilation of contractors that I've developed over the years. These contractors basically have been people that I've recommended, in various cities around the country to different people, you know, in different industries. I had this thought that, you know, so many contractors out there looking for work right now and, you know, people that do need this and they're just not meeting up with one another.
Sure.
Traditionally, because contractors don't advertise on the internet whatsoever. I mean, their typical advertising means would have always been, you know, the phone book or your newspapers or, you know, any type of forms like that. Well, the consumer is not going to, you know, those types of advertising means anymore. They're going to Google. They're going online. They're, you know, trying to find people, you know, just by doing the internet search. Obviously, everybody wants to take the easiest road that they possibly can, which is going to be your internet course of action. So we tried to approach contractors and, you know, get them to establish an internet presence, and a lot of them had a bad taste in their mouth because so many people have basically been burned by other people that have come through and said, you know, we'll give you a website. And, you know, there's a heck of a lot more to having a website than just publishing the thing and having people magically show up on your virtual doorstep there.
Absolutely.
You need to do a lot of other things behind the scenes. And obviously teaching these contractors how to do all of that, you know, worked in some cases, but other cases they, you know, might do it for a few weeks and then, you know, let it go. And, you know, then they basically have wasted the money they put into the internet. And then they get this bad taste in their mouth if the internet doesn't work for their company.
So I understand.
Basically, you know, we decided to take it upon ourselves and develop a system where basically we are doing all of that internet marketing for them. And feeding leads directly to whatever contractor or whatever industry, I should say, the contractor is in. You know, we're going to feed leads directly to them in their specific niche. And one of the main ways that we're doing that, or the main data collection, I guess you can say, for the consumer that we have developed is an iPhone app. So to basically make the system incredibly, incredibly simple for any consumer needing any type of service. We actually have 25 different industries that are represented in the Juju list. Basically, what they do is they just press this app on their iPhone, or they download the app from the Apple iTunes Store. They press this icon on their iPhone and enter in whatever it is that they want to have done, and they hit the send button, which then that is relayed over to us, and you know then we disperse that out to whatever contractor might be you know, in that specific area of the country and that specific niche.
Yeah, it's a mobile application. Do you receive it as an SMS?
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. And then we basically relay that out into the contractor's email boxes. Another great thing about this system is that these contractors are actually going to receive a picture of whatever it is that is being requested. They're actually going to see it as well. So, you know, a picture can speak, you know, so much about a specific job or task.
Yeah.
And until now, contractors have relied on description from a person, you know, which sometimes that doesn't always get relayed over in the most effective means.
Absolutely.
So basically, this way they're able to actually see a picture of whatever, you know, whatever the service is that needs to be done and, you know, basically take it from there.
How would they find out more about the JujuList.com project that you're working on?
We've got a few different ways to be able to reach them. And actually, one more point that we also are incorporating with this, you know, because we realize that contractors are going to know who the good contractors are in their specific area. So obviously, we want to be able to make this the, you know, the best of the best across the country. So what we're actually doing is also establishing a affiliate relationship with a company called ClickBank, which basically is a third-party company that will collect money on behalf of our company.
Okay, so your revenue model comes from the, of course, from the contractor side to be listed with you.
Right, exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. And to find out a little bit more information about the affiliate side of that, they would go to www.thejujulist.com/crew.html, and there's also obviously www.thejujulist.com is the main part of the website,
and that's JUJULIST.com for those listening.
Yeah, the JUJULIST.
Excellent. Well, it's a cool model and interesting concept. Well, we look forward to the development of that model. Matthew, thanks for joining us. We'll have to leave it there for this session. Matthew Shields has been our guest. He's the president of EMC Squared, also the founder of The Juju List, JUJULIST.com. This is a new listing service for electrical contractors. The website for EMC Squared, www.theemc2group.com, as in emcsquaredgroup.com. Matt, thanks so much. We'll be following your story as the Juju List develops. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you, David.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.